大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
我们教会今年呢，理事会，选了一个，我们的主题，教会的主题。
And this year, our governing board have selected a theme for our church this year.
就是呢，为主发热心，the zeal for God.
So which is the zeal for God.
那么我们第一样事情呢，提出来了，就是希望大家弟兄姊妹呢，准时来崇拜。
So the first thing that we brought up is about we would hope that brothers and sisters can come to the service on time.
那么所以呢，我们就先从我们侍奉的弟兄姊妹开始。
And we started this with those that who are serving.
我感谢主呢，今天，我8:55来的时候呢，侍奉的弟兄姊妹都差不多来了。
And I thank God when I came this morning at 8:55, and those who participate in today's service have already here.
我希望呢，我们其他弟兄姊妹呢。都能够准时来，我们是9:15。
And we hope that the rest of our brothers and sisters can come. Our service start at 9:15.
我们开始之前，我们只祷告。
Before we begin, let's pray together.
天父，我们为到这个教会感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you because of this church.
因为你的眼、你的心都是与我们同在。
Because your eyes, your heart, it has always been with us.
今天我求主你的灵感动我们。
Today we ask the Holy Spirit to touch us.
特别当我们谈到受苦这个事情的时候。
Especially when we talk about suffering.
愿主你坚固我们的心。
May you please guard our heart.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
基督徒呢，其实不容易做。
Being a Christian is not easy.
因为呢，你会为到你的信仰，或者你坚持圣经中的原则呢，你受到苦难。
Because you may face suffering because of your belief or your insistence to the principle of Bible.
如果你打开报纸一看的时候呢，其实你看都可以找到了基督徒被打压的例子。
And open up the newspaper and you will find cases of Christian being persecuted.
比方说呢，在这些中东非洲的国家呢，这些回教的极端的分子呢，他为了建立他们回教的国家呢，这同时其实呢，他就杀害这些基督徒。
Like the example in the Middle East and in Africa, the extremists of ISIS and that for the reason they want to build the Islamic nation and to kill.The local Christians.
那你不要以为呢，你在美国呢，你就没有这个问题哦。
And don't think that when even so you are in the United States, you don't have such problem.
如果你坚持圣经的原则，你也会给人打压。
Because if you insist on some principle of Bibles, you will be persecuted as well.
去年发明 Firefox 这个浏览器。这个 web browser 的公司Mozilla 呢，他的总裁因为在2008年的时候捐了1,000块支持一夫一妻的事情呢，那么今年呢他就被逼辞职了。
For example, the CEO of Mozilla, which is the inventor of Firefox web browser, last year, because for a single reason that he donated $1,000 to support a single man and woman marriage in 2008, so he has to be forced to step down from his position.
圣经其实明明的说，凡立志在基督耶稣里进前度日的，也都要受逼迫。
In the Bible, it says that in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
所以我们就要问一个问题，我们做基督徒怎么面对受苦的事情呢？
So as a Christian, we ask this question, how can we actually face the suffering?
所以呢，雅各书呢到第五章次节到二十节呢，基本上都是回答这个问题。
So the in the scripture today, so from verse 4 to all the way to verse 20, it talks about this.
五章七节里面呢，其实在原文圣经里面第一个字是所以。
And in verse 7, the first word in the original text is then.
换句话说呢，他后面五章七节所讲的事情呢，是跟前面一到六节是有关系的。
So in another word, so whatever it says after verse 7 is connected for verse between verse 1 to verse 6.
如果你上个月来的时候，我们讲到了五章一到六节呢，是圣经警告这些大地主。
So if some of you were here on last.Man, we talked about the verses before is about the rich landlord.
那么呢，他们呢为了钱呢，就欺压这些帮他打工的人。
So the rich people, because of money, oppress those who work for him.
其中也包括基督徒在里面。
Which includes some Christians.
那么第四节呢，他就讲到那受割之人的怨心。已经入了万军之耶和华的耳里。
And verse 7 say the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty.
所以呢，一到六节他就警告这些欺负人的有钱人，神会审判你们。
And the verse 1 to verse 6 it says that those who oppress the people, God will judge them.
那么呢，到第七到今天七到十一节呢，他就转过来去安慰这些基督徒。
And from verse 7 to 11, and James turned around and comfort those who suffer.
第七节讲到，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
And he said, be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming.
所以呢，基督徒在受苦当中，我们要耐心等候主的回来。
Therefore, for Christians who are in the suffering, we have to be patient to wait upon the Lord.
我知道呢，大部分人，我们给人打压的时候呢，我们的反应呢，就是打回去。
And I believe many among us, so when we are being persecuted, the most natural action is we would fight back.
但是呢，神希望我们忍耐。
But God would rather want us to be patient.
在雅各书里面呢，讲到忍耐这个字呢，其实他用了两个不同的希腊文。
In the book of James, patience was being used in two different Greek texts.
但是我们中文翻译呢，都把它翻译成为忍耐。
But the both translation in Chinese is being translated as patience.
那第一个忍耐呢，就是好像我们后面看到五章十一节的讲到约伯的忍耐。
So the first kind of patience here is like the endurance, which is like Job's endurance.
所以呢，它英文就翻译叫 endurance， 中文呢就是坚持、坚忍的意思。
So in English, it's being translated more much like endurance, but in Chinese, it's more like standing firm.
但是呢，这个不是五章七节的意思。
But this is not what the meaning in the verse 7.
五章七节的意思呢，是一个耐心的等候。
So in verse 7, is rather mean as wait patiently.
所以呢，神是希望我们在苦难里面呢，耐心的等候。
So God actually wants us to wait patiently in suffering.
你有没有等过事情的发生呢？
Have you ever wait for something to happen?
我们经历过等候的人，你都知道了，其实是一个很辛苦的煎熬。
For those of you who have experienced waiting, you know very well that it is a very painful process.
我们明白了，等候呢，让一个人呢更累啊。
We know that waiting actually makes someone very tiring.
让一个人忧虑。
It makes the person depressed.
所以呢，有一段时间呢，当我读圣经，读到圣经讲到呢，那等候耶和华的人必重新得力呢，其实我不太了解。
So at some point of time, when I read the Bible about those who hope in the Lord will renew in strength. And I couldn't understand.
那么其实圣经是 告诉我们，不是每一种等候都是会使人重新得力。
But the Bible actually tells us that not every kind of way would actually renew the persons in strength.
也不是每一种等候你可以战胜受苦。
It is not all kind of way would defeat the suffering.
所以呢，我们就要来看，我们应该怎么等候呢？
So let's see together how should we wait.
圣经是讲到呢，我们要忍耐，直到主来。
And the Bible say that be patient, then brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming.
那你发觉呢，他不是说你要等候，等候对方的改变。
And you should realize that. It is not like you should wait for someone to change.
很多时候呢，我们希望呢，我们的配偶改变。
And many times we expect our spouse to change.
那么我就不需要受苦了。
So I don't have to suffer.
或者呢，我们等候这个环境的改变。
Or we wait for the change of the environment.
我们求神呢，把这个不义的老板拿开。
And we pray that God to remove our evil boss.
但是如果你是等这些事情发生呢，其实神没有应许这些事情发生的。
But if you're waiting for something like this to happen, God never promised that it will happen.
所以你有可能会失望。
So you'll most likely be disappointed.
但是呢，第七节他讲到一个事情呢，就是呢，我们要耐心等候呢，就是主的再来。
But verse 7 is actually telling us to wait patiently.For the coming of our Lord.
神说在圣经里面呢讲到主再来了是一个我们不至于受耻的一个盼望。
And the Bible say that the coming of Lord Jesus Christ as we wait on him is not a hope that will put us into shame.
当主再来的时候他就会审判这个世界。
Because when the Lord comes, he will judge the world.
他会为我们主持公道。
He will show justice and justify for those
所以呢，我们到这个时候呢，我们，就是神会还我们一个清白了。
So at that time, God will justify for us.
你知道，当我刚结婚的时候呢，每逢吵架的时候呢，我们都是按着圣经的一句话去做。
And when I first got married, and many times when I have some verbal fight with my wife.We always use a principle in the Bible.
你知道是哪一句话?
Do you know which one it is?
就是以言还言,以牙还牙。
Which is eye for eye and tooth for tooth.
那么呢,就,这个耶稣有讲的,你不相信,你就去看。
Well, actually, Jesus said that. If you don't believe, you can look at the Bible.
直到有一天。
So until one day,
我们又吵架了。
And when we fought again,
那么我的反应就是我骂我太太啊。
So of course I scolded my wife.
但是呢，她没有骂回来哦。
And she did not fight back this time.
我这有一点不习惯了。
So I wasn't quite feel easy about that.
我就问她，为什么你这次没有骂我呢？
And I asked her why didn't you fight back?
她点一点头。
She knocked her head.
她说。神会对付你的。
And she told me that God will oppose you.
那原来呢，她读到罗马书十二章十九节。
Because she read about Romans 12:19.
这里说，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说，主伸冤在我，我必报应。
The verse say, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你受苦的时候，你不要自己伸冤。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you suffer, do not revenge in your own way.
不要用自己的方法去报复。
Do not revenge in your own way.
不要打回去。
Do not fight back.
因为如果你这样子做的时候呢，主就不能为你伸冤了。
Because if you do likewise, God will not be able to avenge for you.
但是如果你等候神的时候，神说伸冤在我，我必报应。
But if you wait on His judgment, He say, it is mine to avenge, I will repay.
第二个等候的功课呢，是雅各希望我们好像一个农夫一样去等候。
So the second lesson about waiting is James told us to wait like a farmer.
那第七节后半节说，看了农夫忍耐等候，地里宝贵的出产只等到秋雨春雨。
The later part of verse 7 say, see how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains.
那当你听到圣经说你要等候的时候，你在脑海里面出现一个怎么样的一个图画？
So when you hear about the word in the Bible is about waiting, what kind of pictures are in your imagination?
出现在我的脑海呢，就是一个人抱着一双手坐在这边什么都不做在等呢。
The picture that appears in my mind is like a person crossing his arm and wait.
但是呢，雅各不是希望我们这样子等哦。
But James doesn't want us to wait like this.
我们应该好像一个农夫一样。
We should be like the farmer.
农夫是一个很积极的等候。
The farmer has a very positive attitude to wait.
当他等的时候，他是天天去劳力的工作。
Because while he waits, he works hard every day.
还有呢，他是按照这个农作物的生长的这个过程呢去工作的。
And he works according to the schedule of a plantation to work.
他不会好像我们现代人一样啊，我们到两个星期假期去旅游，再回来再工作，这个不行了。
So he is not like us.Today that we can take 2 weeks vacation and come back and continue to work again.
所以呢，他是不断努力的去工作的等候。
So his way is a continuous work while he waits.
另外一个特点有关农夫的等候呢，他是一个仰望神的等候。
The second characteristic about how the farmer way is he way by looking up.
To God. 那农夫都知道一个事情，就是无论他怎么样努力也好了，如果没有从天来降下来的雨水呢，其实这些农作物呢，它是不会生长的。
Because the farmer knew that if without the rain from the heavens, his work will not be accomplished.
以色列的天气呢是这样子的。
The weather in Israel is much like this.
它的夏天呢是没有下雨的。
The summer is very dry, with no rain.
所以呢，这个地啊，其实是硬到一个地步，你不能种东西的。
The land is so dry and hardened.Until a stage that you pretty much cannot plant anything.
但是呢，你到十到十一月的时候呢，秋雨就来了。
But when the October and November come, then the autumn rain comes.
它会软化这个地。
It will soften the land.
那么农夫就可以开始犁田了。
So the farmer can start plowing.
但是呢，如果他要有好的收成的时候呢，他还要靠。四到五月的春雨。
But to expect a great harvest, the farmer will still have to rely on the spring rain in April and May.
因为这个春雨会帮助这些农作物去成熟。
Because the spring rain will help the crop to grow.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在苦难中等候的时候，你也是同一个道理。
So brothers and sisters, when we wait during a suffering, it's very much the same.
你不要抱着双手两眼就盯住这个人，就是看神什么时候对付他。
So do not cross your arms and staring at the person that and then just wait for God and see how God will handle him.
其实你不知道神会不会给你给这个人悔改的机会，就好像他宽容我们一样。
Because you do not know that whether God So whether or not that God will actually give this person a chance to repent, just like how He forgave our sin.
所以当保罗讲完呢，主说深渊在我，我必报应。他还有下一句的。
Because so when Paul say it is mine to avenge, I will repay, and then the next thing he would say.
所以你们的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；渴了，就给他喝。因为这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可以以恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
He say, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
一个人的改变呢，其实必须要有神的帮助。
So a change of a person rely on the help from God.
所以我们必须要仰望神的恩典。
So we have to look for God's grace.
在旧约里面呢，当他讲到秋雨春雨的时候，都是象征神的恩典。
In the Old Testament, autumn rain and spring rain symbolize the grace of God.
所以同样，当我们在苦难里面的时候，我们也要仰望神的恩典。
And for the same thing, way we wait patiently for God, we actually rely on His grace.
有的时候，神就是用我们的忍耐等候，去软化你的敌人的心。
Many times, God actually use our patience to soften the heart of our enemy.
他也可以用一些突然起来的发生的意外，去好像打开一个人的心。
He can also use something unexpected to open up a heart of a person.
所以如果你天天的很勤劳的去等候神，预备自己的时候，当机会来了，你就可以把福音传给对方。
And as you work hard every day, when the opportunity come, you will actually be able to open someone's heart to touch him.
你最后会受到好像地里宝贵的出产一样。
And just like at the end, you actually reap the rewarding harvest from the land.
所以呢，雅各在第八节里面呢，他重复当我们为主受苦的时候，我们应当所要做的事情。
So in verse 8, the James says about the lesson, which is what we would do for our Lord.
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心。
You too be patient and stand firm.
坚固你们的心的意思就是坚定的相信神。
Standing firm is actually a firm belief.
不要因为怀疑而放弃。
And do not give up because of doubt.
不要回到从前以恶报恶的方法。
Do not go back to the old way with revenge.
不要被这个世界去同化。
And do not assimilate with the world.
当人等候的时候呢，我们最常问的一个问题，你知道是什么？
And the most frequent question that we ask while we wait, do you know what it is?
其实你带小孩去旅行的时候，他常常问同一个问题。
And when you bring the little children for traveling, they often ask the same question too.
还有多久啊？
How long more?
第八节后面呢，他又讲到了，还有多久呢？他说，因为主来的日子近了。
So as we ask how long more, but in verse 8 says that because the Lord's coming is near.
在原文里面呢，他是用一个我们说 perfect tense, 是一个完全词。
In the original text, it is actually written in perfect tense.
所以呢，对雅各来说，主已经好像已经很近了。
So to James, that the Lord is actually very near.
只要你坚持下去，你就会见到主的再来。
As long as you persevere, you actually see the coming of the Lord.
我们能不能坚持下去呢？
Can we actually hold on.
那我在其实我讲过很多次有关我奉献做牧师的故事。
And I actually share about my my decision to come into the ministry and serve.
你就知道了，我是2002年的时候呢，进神学院念神学的。
And you knew that I actually went into the Bible seminary in 2002.
把房子卖掉，把工作辞掉。
I sold my house and I quit my job.
决定在念神学。
And I decided to study theology.
但是你知道啊，我读了一个星期以后呢，我们就决定放弃了。其实只有五天了。到星期五的时候，我们就决定放弃了。
So I started the seminary, but just on the fifth day, within a week, I wanted to give up.
我们就进去找这个教授，问他，神学太难了，都读不下去了。
So we went into the professor's room and we told him that it is too hard and we want and we cannot continue anymore.
然后我就记得呢，Dr. Hauser 跟当时的这个教务主任呢，他就给我们一个提议。
And I remember my professor Dr. Hauser and also the office manager advised us.
他说：“你坚持一个礼拜，看看怎么样呢
？”Well, try to hold on for another week and let's see how it goes.
那么当时呢，我们就做一个决定，那么我们就坚持一个礼拜。
So then we made the decision to hold on to another week.
那么，没有想到呢，一个礼拜就变成4年，我们就完成了。
Well, I did not expect that one week become the next 4 years.
因为当你决定坚持的时候，神的恩典也会眷顾你。
Because when you decided to stand firm, God's grace will strengthen you.
雅各勉励我们在受苦的时候要内心等候主再来。
James encourages us when we're in suffering, we be patient and wait for Lord's coming.
但是第九节里面呢，他也提醒我们，在等候的时候，你不要埋怨了。
But in verse 9, he also reminds us that in waiting, do not grumble.
埋怨的意思呢，在这里呢，不是批评的意思。
Grumbling in verse 9 in here is not about criticizing.
其实呢，它是比较像一个叹息。
It is more like a sigh.
就是好像一个人呢，发牢骚一样。
And it is more like grouching.
他就是好像一个人呢，背很重的担子的时候呢，发出的呻吟声一样。
And it is like someone who makes a deep sigh of despair when he bears a heavy burden.
你这样我看到第九节的时候呢，我想起我自己。
So when I read about verse 9, I think about myself.
我很少主动去埋怨人的。
I hardly initiate the grumbling.Or the others.
但是不代表呢，我心里面不抱怨呢。
But it doesn't mean that I do not grumble in my heart.
我通常呢就是唉声叹气。
Usually I mourn and I groan.
那么呢，我太太听了以后呢，她就会问我为什么啊。
And when my wife hear that, she would ask me why.
我就告诉她，那我没有埋怨呢。但是如果你问我呢，我就告诉你啊。
Well, I told her that.Well, I'm not grumbling, but since you ask me now, I will tell you.
雅各告诉我，连这种唉声叹气的埋怨呢，我们也不要。
But James told me that we do not even want these mourn and groan grumbling.
免得我们受审判。
So we will not be judged.
雅各指出了主再来的日子很近了。
James pointed out that the coming of our Lord is near.
有多近呢？
How near?
看了审判的主站在门前了。
See, the judge is standing at the door.
当主回来的时候，他要审判世界。
When the Lord is back, he will judge the world.
这个包括审判迫害你的人。
That includes judging on those who persecute you.
但是也审判我们呢。
And he will also judge us.
所以呢，如果你埋怨的时候，雅各就说你不会得到神的奖赏呢。
So when you grumble, James say that you will not receive the reward from God.
你这样埋怨是最不划算的一件事情了。
Do you know that grumbling is actually not worthy at all?
因为你已经决定要坚持了。
Because you have already decided to endure,
忍受这个苦难。
And you wait.During the suffering.
但是你又不甘心。
But you don't feel fear.
所以呢你就一边做一边抱怨。
So while you do it, and you keep grumbling.
所以呢你努力已经花了，但是你最后得不到奖赏，你说不是最不划算的吗？
You have already spent your hard work, but at the end you do not reap your reward. So don't you think this is...Not worthy at all.
在教会里面，我们怎么可以避免彼此埋怨呢？
In church, how can we avoid grumbling to each others?
当你见到别人背一个很重的担子的时候，
When you see someone who bear a heavy burden,
你会不会走过去陪他一程背？
Will you walk to him and share the burden?
有一些弟兄姊妹呢，他每一个星期都叫儿童主日学啊，或者其他的侍奉。
There are some brothers and sisters who teaches children Sunday school or some other serving every week.
你愿不愿意就是你代替他一个礼拜，让他休息一下
？Would you go to him or her and you replace him or her for just 1 week?
那么他就不用唉声叹气了。
So she doesn't, he or she doesn't have to mourn or groan.
那么我们教会也不会彼此埋怨。
And our church will not be grumbling to each other.
最后呢，雅各在十到十一节里面告诉我们。
And at last, James told us in verse 10 to 11.
在困惑里，要纪念前人的榜样。
In confusion, remember the example of the saints.
在漫长那耐心等候里面呢，有可能呢，我们会进入一个迷惑里面。
During a patient long waiting period of time, we may enter into a state of confusion.
那么有一件事情能够帮助你的。
And there's one thing that can help you.
就是第十节里面呢，他说，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦能忍耐的榜样。
And it is in verse 10, brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord.
在以色列人的心目中呢，受苦最多的先知就是耶利米先知。
In the mind of the Israelites, they know that those who suffer the most are the prophets.
那么最出名的这个就是 Jeremiah 耶利米。
But for the most famous one is Jeremiah.
他做先知超过四十年。
He was as the prophet for more than 40 years.
他亲眼看见神毁灭这个耶路撒冷。
And he see himself, he witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem.
那么在其中他也经历了人的逼害，包括他的家人。
And he was persecuted by his people, and even including his family.
当我看到耶利米先知的故事的时候，最能帮助我受苦忍耐的地方，其实他也曾经计划放弃了。
When I learned about Prophet Jeremiah, and I found that the things that he helped us the most is he had also planned in giving up.
在耶利米书二十章七到十一节里面，先知说：“耶和华啊，你曾劝导我。”那你知道“劝导”这个字也可以翻译成为欺骗啊。我也听了你的劝导，所以呢，他是说神你骗我，我也听了你骗了，受你骗了。
Right, so when we read the verse, you deceive me, Lord, and I was deceived. You overpower me and prevail. I'm ridiculed all day long. Even everyone mocks me.
所以后面呢，后面呢就是刚刚翻译所念的，你比我有力量且信了我，我终日成为笑话，人人都弃用我，每逢我讲论的时候就发出哀心，我喊叫说有强暴来毁灭，因为耶和华的话终日成为我的灵柱，祭祀。我若说我不再提耶和华，也不再奉他的名讲论，我便心里觉得似乎有笑作的火必塞在骨中，我就很忍不住不能自禁。
OK, in the Chinese text that the deceive on the first deceive is more like advice. So, but in English translation it's being translated as actually being deceived. So as the verse continue, whenever I speak, I cried out proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long.
耶利米先知他不是自己特别厉害，所以他能够侍奉神四十年。
So Jeremiah is not some prophet who is very powerful when he served.
其实他跟我们一样，他面对苦难的时候，他也希望放弃了。
He was just like us when he faced suffering. He had the moment of giving up.
但是他最后选择还是要坚持。
But at the end, he has chosen to persevere.
那么你上面你会见到，当他坚持下去的时候，他就经历神的同在了。
As you read along, and you found that he experienced the presence of God after he persevered.
上面简直讲，我听见了许多人的诽谤，四围都是惊吓，就是我自己的朋友也窥探我，见我跌倒，说告他吧，我们也要告他。化解他被引诱，我们就能胜他，在他身上报仇。
As the verse continue, I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Denounce him, let's denounce him. All my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him.
然而耶和华与我同在，好像甚可怕。可怕的勇士，因此逼迫我的人必被半跌，不能得胜，他们必大大蒙羞，就是受永不忘记的受辱，因为他们的行为没有智慧。
But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior, so my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be powerfully disgraced.Their dishonor will never be forgotten.
雅各不但只希望呢，我们纪念从前受苦难的人的榜样，他也希望我们纪念呢，神是怎么赏赐这些人的。
So James does not only want us to remember the example of the prophets. So,
十一节里面呢，他说，那先前忍耐的人。我们称他们是有福的。
And in verse 11 it says that those who prevail we actually call them the blessed one.
那所以呢，我就问你，你相不相信耶利米先知是一个有福的人呢？
And do you think that Prophet Jeremiah is someone who is blessed?
那如果你相信的时候，那么为什么苦难发生在我们身上的时候，我们没有称自己是有福的呢？
If you think so, why then when the suffering falling on us and we have never called ourselves the blessed one?
原因可能是因为我们对福气这个观念呢，还是停留在还没信主的阶段。
Perhaps the reason being that we are still, we still do not quite comprehend the meaning of blessing and we are still...residing at the stage like a non-believers.
这个很可能就是为什么呢？雅各呢用约伯为有福的人的例子。
Perhaps this is why James used the example of Job, as a blessed one.
从人的角度呢，我们不会 看约伯是一个有福的人。
From the perspective of man, we will not think that Job is blessed.
他一天里面所有他的儿女死光，破产，身体患了绝症，还有他老婆告诉他，你倒不如死掉吧。
He lost all his children and his wealth within the same day, and he even suffered for disease, and even his wife tells him to die.
虽然我们知道了最后神两倍的祝福他。
Even though we know at the end that God actually blessed him twice as much.
但是我问你，你要不要好像约伯这样子？我想我们没有一个人愿意。
So if I ask you, would you like to be like him?
那么为什么雅各选他呢？
And I don't think that you would like to be like Job. But why did James choose Job as an example of a blessed one?
十一节他说，你们听过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主满心怜悯，有大慈悲。
That's a verse say that you have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
我想呢，约伯的福气不是他最后得到两倍的赏赐。
I think that the blessing of Job is not about him receiving twice as much of blessing at the end.
是因为他最后讲了一句话，他说，我从前奉闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
It's because at the end he said this, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
在约伯受苦的过程里面，他咒诅自己的出身。
Through the enduring process, Job cursed his birth.
他要求与神理论。
Demand to debate with God.
但是他最后还是不要放弃神。
And even so that he did not give up on God.
所以最后神就肯定约伯的信心。
And at the end, God affirmed his heart.
还有神在他的朋友面前证明约伯的清白。
And God also justified Job's in front of his friends.
但是最难得的就是通过这个过程里面，约伯更认识神。
But for the very most part, is Job get to know God more.
我们做基督徒的确不容易。
We as a Christian is really not easy.
但是如果你在受苦当中等候神的时候，
But if you wait upon the Lord and the suffering,
那么你就是一个有福的人。
You are the blessed one.
因为神会赏赐你。
Because God will reward you.
他会让你更认识他。
He will make you know him more.
在十九世纪的时候呢，福音传到印度。
In the 19th century, the gospel flowed into India.
当时因为印度教呢，影响印度很大，所以信主的人几乎没有。
So the Indian religion actually affect the population very much, so that they pretty much have no believers at that time.
直到1880年的时候呢，有一个呢，从一个猎头族里面的印度人呢，他信了耶稣。
And not until 1880, so there's a family of which from a headhunter tribe believe in Jesus.
但是呢，这个事情呢，就让这个族长呢很生气。
And this thing actually makes the chief of the tribe very mad.
他就把这家信耶稣的的基督徒拿到他的圈里面。
And he brought this family up in the middle of the village.
他就告诉他，如果你不放弃信耶稣，我就要把你跟你的家人杀死。
He told them, if you do not give up your faith to Jesus Christ, I will kill you and your family.
那么这个丈夫也是这个爸爸呢，他就这样子说，我已经决定跟随耶稣，永不回头。
The Christian, which is also the father, told him that I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back.
这个族长听了以后很生气，下令把他两个儿子用杖射死。
The chief is very, very mad, and he ordered And he ordered and he arrowed down his two children.
他再问他一次, 现在你要放弃信耶稣吗?
And he asked him again, now will you deny your faith to Jesus?
你两个儿女都已经死了, 如果你还不放弃的时候, 你太太也有死。
You have lost both your children. Now your wife will be the next.
那么这个人就回答说, 虽无人同行, 我仍要跟随, 永不回头。
And this person said again, though none go with me, still I will follow.
这个族长听了以后, 又是很生气, 那么把他太太也杀死。
The chief is even furious, and then he killed his wife.
那么他就给他, 这个基督徒, 他说, 我给你最后一个机会, 你要不要放弃信耶稣?
Then he said to this Christian again, and I will give you one more chance to deny Jesus.
这个人说, 十架在前面, 世界在后头, 永不回头。
And the Christian said again, the cross before me, the world behind me.
这个族长就把他杀死。
And at the end, the chief killed him too.
但是当他这个族长看见这个基督死的时候, 他突然间就明白一件事情。
And as the chief saw the Christian die, and he realized one thing.
为什么这个人会为了一个2000年前的耶稣去牺牲他全家人的生命呢?
Why did this person, for the sake of someone who lived 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, and he is willing to die for him?
那么这个耶稣一定就是真神。
I think this Jesus is really the true God.
所以他说, 我也属于耶稣。
And he say this, I too belong to Jesus Christ.
结果不单只是一个族长, 全村的人都信了耶稣。
So not only this chief, but the entire village believe in Jesus.
希望我们都好像这个印度的基督徒一样, 忍耐直到主来。
And may we be like the Indian family, and we persevere, and we as we wait until the Lord's come.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray among us who are in the suffering. We want to commit and submit upon you.
这个苦难可能从社会里面、工作里面、从家人里面来。
The suffering may be coming from our society or even coming from our family.
但是我们希望 好像今天雅各提醒我们，我们内心的等候。
And we hope, just like James have reminded us today, that we will wait upon you in our heart.
当我们决定坚固相信神的时候，求主的恩典也坚固我们。
As we decided to stand firm, and we ask you to please strengthen us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.